is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Hamas says it's agreed in principle to halt attacks against the Israelis for 3 months. The decision by the Palestinian militant group could signal a possible turning point in the Middle East peace process. Meanwhile, security talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders are said to be making good progress.
Hamas's spiritual leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, has chosen his words carefully, saying the Palestinian militant group is going to suspend fighting operations against Israelis. Agreeing to a ceasefire marks a significant step in kick-starting the so-called roadmap to peace in the Middle East, and it's been a key demand by Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. But Israeli officials have dismissed the truce talks, urging the Palestinian Prime Minister to completely dismantle the militant groups. The announcement came after both Israel and the Palestinian Authority reported significant progress at talks about withdrawing Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip and Bethlehem. Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Sporadic attacks in Iraq are taking a deadly toll on coalition forces. At least 3 American soldiers have been killed and 10 others wounded in the past 2 days of violent clashes. A man from Pakistan facing charges for being part of a conspiracy against the U.S. will have a court hearing in Virginia next week.
Mohammed Atiq waived extradition so he could be sent to the Eastern District of Pennsylvania to face charges. His attorney, Tariq Al-Shaban, says he spoke to his client for a brief period before the hearing.
He's accused of being part of a terrorist network. And that's what that allegation means. He professed his innocence, said he was not involved in anything that he's being accused of.
Atiq is also facing a detainer from the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Tom McDonald, Philadelphia.
After 30 years off the road, the Pontiac GTO is making a comeback. The first are expected to arrive in showrooms late this year. The last time a GTO rolled off the assembly line was in 1974. More in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Vince?
Yeah, you know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Sorry, Larry.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
The phones are ringing off the hook at the Federal Trade Commission. Government operators received more than 370,000 calls from Americans signing up on the federal Do Not Call list. Consumer optimism faded this month amid concerns in the employment sector, but spending picked up enough to pave the way for faster economic growth. The University of Michigan survey of consumer sentiment declined slightly in June to 89.7, spending up 0.1%. More news after this.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
The Transportation Security Administration has some tips to keep security lines shorter at the nation's airports during the busy summer travel season. TSA spokesman Brian Turnmail says the federal agency wants to give you some fashion advice.
Travelers should understand that if they're wearing the underwire bra and if it sets off the metal detector and as well it sets off the hand wand, that a screener of the same gender would have to do a very quick pat down just to make sure that something is not in there.
He says the TSA isn't trying to be the fashion police, but rather they want their security screeners to spend more time looking for the bad guys. A report card mix-up gave thousands of Broward County, Florida middle school students a big scare. When the more than 6,000 students got their final report cards in the mail, they indicated that the students would be held back despite their passing grades. School officials blame it on a computer glitch. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8. But not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, I guess that's become the official Friday opening show music, right, Kathy? Yeah, it is Friday. We usually try to do something a little bit different on Friday, but the different thing that we tried to do today, his name is Bill Murray. We tried to do him, but Family Research Council, but he bailed on us. We got a call from him about, what time is it, about 5 o'clock Eastern time? And he said, this is a guy who we were going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling yesterday about how the queers are taking over America and destroying everything from your tomato plants to mass transit, you know. And he was all set to rock and roll. So was I, as a matter of fact. We were going to play it kind of straight with him. You'll pardon the pun. No pun intended, I should say. But he bailed. I guess words get around. Ever since we turned the guy from Christian Action Network upside down, word gets around that community. Stay away from that Malloy show. It's ambitious. Crazy, man. He just, you know, he acts like he hates the same things we hate. And anyway, the program produced by Catherine Bate tonight. Robin Bittman is our announcer. IE America Radio Network listeners, welcome. Sirius Satellite Channel 145, welcome. RadioPower.org, welcome. WhiteRoseSociety.org, welcome. God, I'm getting tired of going through that every single night. I think I'm going to stop that. Okay, everybody knows where they're listening. It just takes my breath away. This has been one hell of an interesting week. We're going to review some of the stuff that occurred this week. You know, I don't like to do that. Hey, it's Freeform Fridays. You bring to the program anything that you... You know, it kind of makes me sick. But there were so many events that occurred this week that I think require another look. You know, what can you do? We've got 3 hours on this program. It really translates down to about... how many minutes an hour do we have, Kathy? About 40? Is that all it is? So the 3 hours that we have is really 2 hours. Before the program, got an email from the Coyote Kid. And he has a suggestion here. Vis-a-vis the Supreme Court ruling yesterday about gay folk have, surprise, surprise, same kind of rights where it concerns who they sleep with as non-gay folk. Well, the Coyote Kid says, if you want to consider an eye-opening experience for liberals... This Sunday, go to a Bible-believing church, like, say, the Baptists or some of the more freaked-out, brittle Methodists, some of these Church of God places, Calvary Chapel, places like that. Go this Sunday. Don't go dressed up like a snot. You know, put on a coat and tie if you're a guy. Put on a dress if you're a girl. Go and listen to how these preachers, these pastors, these reverends are going to preach and pound the Bible and beat on the podium. Heck, can I get an amen? And the choir is going to jump about what happened with the Supreme Court and the queers. Huh? They're going to be out there pounding the podium, aren't they? I wonder, other than the Episcopalians and some of the Methodists who aren't crazy, who else? You know, the Universalist Unitarians, of course. But some of these churches will be saying, hey, look, we're all equal in God's eyes. What difference does it make? But go to some of these Baptist churches. Wouldn't that be fun this Sunday? Lord have mercy. And then, now don't demonstrate. The Coyote Kid has a whole list of instructions here. Don't demonstrate. Don't disrupt the service. You know, don't be a jackass. Just go in. Sit down. And during the fellowship section of the church service, if they have such a thing, you know, just ask some questions. Just ask some questions about what it is about queers that has the reverend so upset. Now, as the Coyote Kid says in his email, people don't know what's being presented from the bully pulpit. These are the congregations that think God chose George Bush, just like George Bush has these conversations with God now. So it's a good idea. Thanks, Coyote Kid. Good idea. The Move On primary, as you know now, I'm sure you know, the numbers are in. Howard Dean received the highest total, 43.87% of the vote. Kucinich, 23.93% came in second. John Kerry, 15.73% came in third. The rest of the field was in single digits. Now, some interesting stats here from the vote. 317,639 votes were cast in this online primary. That's more than the 2000 New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary, the Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses, and the South Carolina caucuses combined. So I've got to hand it to MoveOn.org for conducting this first experiment in online democracy. 54,000 voters pledged to volunteer for the preferred Democratic contender. 77,000 voters authorized MoveOn.org, Political Action Committee, to give their email addresses to the candidate of their choice. And 49,000-plus voters pledged to contribute money to their candidate. For a total estimated at almost $2 million, is about $35 average per contribution. It should be more than that. Out of 317,000 votes cast, only 50,000 pledged money. Come on, y'all. Loosen up a bit. Come on. You got to do it. I mean, $35 average, that sucks so bad. That really, really... I contributed $100. That sucks. But you've got to. I don't know. I don't know what it is about us liberals, us Democrats. We don't understand what the Republicans understand, what Bush understands. You got to buy an election. Sorry, that's just the way it is. You can't fight the almighty dollar with a righteous attitude. You just can't do it. So I would just strongly urge people who call themselves Democrats or progressives or liberals or whatever. And you have a candidate, doesn't make any difference, really, unless you're into stone-cold reality. It doesn't make any difference what this online, this Move On primary showed. If your candidate didn't make it in the top five or six, you know, it doesn't mean you have to bail out. But what I'm trying to get to here is you've got to put in the money. You have to do it. You just have to. We all have to. I don't mean you. I mean us. We all have to. Money. $35 average contribution is really chump change. You know that as well as I do. You go out for dinner And I don't care if you live in a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, or Atlanta, or Manhattan. $35, well, forget Manhattan. You can't get coffee up there for that. But in most places, $35 is a night out. Not even a night out. It's dinner. Well, not even dinner. It's not dinner here in Atlanta, is it, Kathy? Pizza and a beer. All right. But in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, I think our bureau chief out there would agree that $35 is dinner for two people. Now, one of the most promising results of this online vote, this online primary, according to Wes Boyd, the treasurer for MoveOn.org Political Action Committee, is this. Most MoveOn.org voters said they would enthusiastically support a broad array of candidates as the party's nominee next year. If you remember, on the ballot, it asks you two questions. First, you know, who you're voting for. And secondly, pick, I think it said pick two, pick as many as you wanted of the entire field of nine that you would vote for if your candidate didn't make it. I picked three in addition to my, two in addition to my candidate. And my candidate at this point is Dennis Kucinich. But I also picked Howard Dean, and I, had to pick another one, so I picked Kerry. I hear the chorus of boos out there.
That's the order I put them in.
Yeah. Now, that's the way they came in was Dean, Kucinich, and Kerry. But I am not going to stay home if Dennis does not get the nomination. I'm not going to do it. So if you have any comments on that, I don't know if you want to get into it or not. It's over. It's done. It was a two-day event. The results were posted today all over the Internet. You know what the results were. You know how your candidate came in. You know how these things break down. Al Sharpton wound up with the fewest votes, 1,677. Lieberman, 6,000 out of 300,000 cast. Oh, isn't that reassuring? Carol Mosley Braun, out of it, 7,000 votes. Sorry, but Bob Graham, 7,000 votes. Gephardt, 7,000 votes. Edwards, 10,000. And then Kerry, about 50,000. Kucinich, about 76,000. And Howard Dean, about 140,000. So that's how it breaks down. But again, you all know because you have already checked it out. Now, if you have a comment about that and you want to share anything, I think this was an historic moment. I really do. Never been done before. There was a registration process. There was a voting process. There was exit polling process by an independent organization. I know a couple of people were a little bit leery because somebody, I've heard rumors, somebody from the Dean campaign is on the board at Move On or something. Come on, guys, lighten up a little bit, okay? I think for a first go-around, this was an excellent exercise in pure, wide-open Internet democracy, and I applaud the people at MoveOn.org for doing this. God bless them, or somebody. Bless them. Nelson, our Broken Arrow. Boy, you know, he hears me say Broken Arrow, Oklahoman, and he calls in. Hey, Nelson, our bureau chief out there.
Well, it's about time we got a mention on the air. I mean, this is one of your older bureaus, you know.
Oh, well, it's the oldest, I think.
Oh, I don't think the oldest, but John H.P., you know.
Oh, John and Hyde Park, yeah, okay. But you're certainly in the top three or four in terms of having been around here the longest.
And all I'm going to say is $35 is a dinner and a movie for two.
And a movie.
And a movie in Broken Arrow.
I'll bet it is. Do y'all have a barbecue place out there or anything? Or is it just fish? I mean, is it like a fish franchise thing or the Shoney's?
We've got everything you can imagine. We are upscale, dude.
Yeah?
You have no idea. But anyway, right on, Mr. Mike. Because money talks and...
We got it. Yeah, we got to contribute it. We really do. And $35 average per pledgee, that's diddly squat.
And I have an ugly confession to make.
Go ahead.
I went for several years without being a registered voter.
Yeah.
And in 92, I got off my butt and I registered and I voted because I couldn't take four more years of Bush 41.
Well, good for you. Good
and
for you.
I feel the same thing going on this year.
All right, you said you confessed. Are you looking for absolution?
Absolutely.
All right, 10 Hail Marys, a couple of novenas, and one Our Father, and you're home free, okay?
I will go and sin no more.
Thanks, Nelson.
You have a good day.
Take care, sir.
Are you strong enough to be my man? Are you strong enough?
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now, 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now, 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
I would walk 10 miles on my
24 past the hour. Ain't no doubt about 800 Talk, yes, is the number right now. We're just a couple of quick comments here, if you would, if the spirit moves you, about the MoveOn.org primary, which I think was a... okay. I said an historic moment. I think it was. I really do. 320,000 almost people took the time to get involved in this, and that impresses me. So anyway, if you got some comments real quick. Charles is calling from Morgantown, North Carolina. Charles, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. I voted Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and Move On sort of challenged me to make a contribution to the person that I supported. Well, I supported two people.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Dennis Kucinich, and I sent money to both Dennis and Howard Dean because Howard Dean's my second choice,
mm-hmm.
and I have spent about $175 total for this campaign so far.
Mm-hmm.
And today I got a paycheck with my new withholding tax for Georgia's tax cut.
Yeah.
And it was a dollar more than what I got last week.
Well, now, wait a minute.
$2 a year.
Oh, well, now, wait a second. I thought the average was going to be $1,067 or something.
Well, I'm one of those forgotten ones.
Yeah, but North Carolina went for George.
Well, I live in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. North Carolina went for George Bush.
Yeah, well, it did. But see, I'm a single person.
Oh, and so
families don't count. For me.
So you got a buck less on.
Last week it was a dollar less than what it was this week. So I'm going to get a whole dollar a week more to spend.
Well, Dan, that's
thank you, George.
That's $52 a year.
$52 a year.
Well, you've already sent almost three times that to Democratic candidates, so I applaud you.
Well, we need to get our country back.
I hear that loud and clear. Charles, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again. How did you find out about the program?
I got Sirius Radio.
Great.
It's my link to sanity, Sirius Radio. You and Tom Hartman and I can't remember the guy that comes on right before you do, but you're my link to sanity because I can't get, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Well, I'm good for you for getting Sirius. Kathy's trying to get a radio for us, home radio, Sirius. We're trying to work a deal with them where, since I'm on their network, can we get 50% off? But I don't know how it's going to. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
I may get another one. They'll give me about 50% off on the second radio.
On the second one.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I just heard your dog bark. You don't have prowlers out there, do you?
No, I have a giant. Yorkshire Terrier here.
Giant Yorkshire Terrier.
About twice the size of a normal.
Oh, he's 12 inches off the ground.
Well, eight.
Those are cute dogs. Charles, thanks for checking in, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening. What did you get, Kathy? You got an extra $10 per week, $20 per pay period?
I got an actual $20 per pay period.
Are you saying that on the air?
I am saying this on the air.
Oh, okay.
I'm going on the record with my gargantuan $20 per pay period raise because I'm a working person.
That's right. So $20 per pay period, what do you get? 26 checks. That's $520.
But I'm a married woman. Makes a difference.
That's true. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'll feel better in the morning. Compassionate conservative, my ass, in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Time's almost up for public comment on a U.S. Department of Labor bid to radically reduce the number of American workers who qualify for overtime pay. And since the Bush administration's Labor Department refused to schedule a public forum on the proposal, labor unions in Washington, D.C. decided to hold their own hearing in the public auditorium of the department's headquarters. The event was to have been coordinated by the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers and open to other unions and the general public. But according to the union's communications representative, Candace Rett, the Labor Department put a halt to the idea.
I received a call from a John Void at the events management office indicating that until further notice, all outside events at the Department of Labor had been canceled.
Labor Department officials did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Candace Rett believes the department doesn't want word of the changes to get out.
If these proposed regulations go through, it will amount to a pay cut, simple and plain, for millions of workers.
Rett says Monday's forum is still a go and will be held outside the building.
The U.S. Department of Labor is going after former Enron executives for the destruction of thousands of Enron workers' pension funds. The lawsuit filed Thursday accuses some 20 Enron execs, including former Chairman Kenneth Lay, of shirking their responsibility to protect worker pension assets, instead leveraging that money to keep a fraudulent corporate accounting system alive. More than 20,000 Enron employees lost at least two-thirds of their retirement nest eggs when the company imploded in December 2001. Nearly two dozen similar civil suits have been filed already, and the Labor Department suit will likely be consolidated with those. Damages could collectively run to more than $1 billion.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. With Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. You wanted to correct something, didn't you, Kathy?
Oh, yes. I made a terrible error. Yeah. My paycheck actually went up a whopping $20 a month. I meant to say month, not a paycheck, a month.
Okay, so
$10 a paycheck.
Which is $5 a week.
Yes, which we can tell Nelson would not even buy a dinner at the cheapest restaurant in Atlanta here. So.
Well, McDonald's.
So, I don't eat McDonald's.
So Maggie emailed in, Dear Mike, I voted for Dennis Kucinich and I also sent a contribution for $25, even though I receive a monthly check from SSI. I would love to send more, but I can barely manage. Please don't consider my contribution as nothing. Maggie, I would refer you to the biblical story, The Widow's Mite. And I don't consider your contribution as nothing. What I meant, I make these half-baked statements all the time, Maggie. You hear me. I have to come back on the air and correct. Either in tone or content, I certainly didn't mean to denigrate anybody's contribution. I'm just thinking like, people who contributed $35 average should be higher than that. But in your case, that's great. Again, I reference the biblical story of the widow's mite, M-I-T-E. Okay. Thanks, Maggie. Bless your heart. Todd is calling from Santa Fe. Here's the commercial jetliner pilot who got me over, or helped get me over, little Mount Everest that I was dealing with about flying up to New York a couple of weeks ago. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
It's harder and harder to get on the show anymore. I call in and the lines are all tied up. You're getting so popular.
Yeah, well, we have fake phone calls coming in here. Just make it sound good. No, you're absolutely right. A lot of people have found the program, are calling in. It's great. I love it.
A lot of new folks all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to call you about the MoveOn.org vote. I thought it was terrific. Of course, the guy that I support came out on top. But I think the idea of it sends a great message these days. It got tremendous press coverage today on all the networks. I think CNN broke in just after noon with the results from the election.
Did they really?
Yeah, I think it's sending a great message that there is a lot of people out here that are going to go to the polls in 2004, and we are going to remove the Bush regime from our country.
Lord, I hope that's the case. You know my position. The survival of this republic depends on it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think there's a huge grassroots movement out there, and I think Governor Dean is showing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
A unique thing off his website today, they have raised almost $1 million since Monday. Just over the internet, $908,000, I think. Now.
That's good. That's really good. I think it represents such a greater commitment than these thugs who show up for a Bush or a Cheney a hot dog roast and write out their $2,000 checks. I think doing it this way, directly from the people, with no comeback except support for the candidate, it's just much more valid to me.
I think you're right, and I think it, like I said, it's a great message that there are a lot of people that are very mm-hmm. concerned about the direction our country has taken, and they are responding to the message. It is time we take back the country. And the only way we can do this, as you referred to earlier, I think we have to be very pragmatic about this in that it takes money to win elections.
That's right.
Unfortunately, in America, it takes money to win elections, and it takes a lot of money. And we can be as idealistic as we want to be, which is always very, very good, but we have got to dig into our pockets every now and then and put our money where our mouth is and get behind our candidate and make sure that they can get the message out. And I think that's happening with a lot of the candidates, not only with Howard Dean, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, Dennis Kucinich made an incredibly good showing. And although Dennis Kucinich is not necessarily my candidate, I think he has done a tremendous service to this whole process in that he has forced all of the candidates to look at positions that they maybe not necessarily would be talking about at this point in time.
Or at least wouldn't have the courage to talk about in out in public. Now, I don't reference Dean with that, but the rest of these people, I think Dean and Kucinich both have pushed these other seven candidates, especially John Kerry.
I think they
have pushed these other candidates to address issues that are important to Democrats, not to Republicrats, as my friend Lance.
And the Democratic Party needs to wake up and see what's going on, because I think they are so out of touch with
with
the voting population out here.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to mention, as long as you're on the phone, Howard Dean is going to be in your town. He's going to be in Santa Fe. As a matter of fact, you're the one that told me about it, tomorrow from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Plaza.
Yes.
In downtown Santa Fe.
Yes, he will be speaking on the Plaza, and we hope everybody in Santa Fe will come out and listen to Governor Dean.
Now, that's
a great message.
That's an outdoor venue, the Plaza?
That is an outdoor venue. The Plaza is the central downtown area in
Santa
Fe. It's where everybody congregates. It's the end of the Santa Fe Trail, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yes,
right,
where the Santa Fe Trail ended.
So from tomorrow from 4:30 to 6 p.m.,
yep.
At the Plaza, downtown Santa Fe, Howard Dean. I hope you have thousands of people show up for that.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a terrific turnout. We know a lot of people listen to you, and it's going to be a beautiful day in Santa Fe tomorrow afternoon to come out and listen to Governor Dean.
Sounds good.
Okay, Mike.
Wish I were there.
I wish you were here, too. All you got to do is get on an airplane and come out.
Hey, we're going to do it at some point. I swear to God. Peter has been there two or three times. He says it's just a beautiful, beautiful city. I've never been in Santa Fe. I've driven through New Mexico, but never been to Santa Fe. Eventually, we're going to get there, I promise.
Well, you and Kathy got to come out. We'd love to have you.
We'll do it.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Todd.
You betcha.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. 4:30 to 6 tomorrow, the Plaza, Santa Fe, Howard Dean. Please go. Please go. Nelson is checking in. Hadn't heard from you for a while, pal.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I want to talk about I wrote in a question about Elf who Dennis the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the differences between Dennis and the health care program and Howard.
Kucinich's health care program and Howard Dean's?
Yes.
Okay. Are they both real clear? I know Kucinich has tried to articulate what his health care plan would be, an expansion of Medicare to include everybody. What is Dean's position? I don't even know.
Dean's position is it's going to up the national salary limitation for Medicaid to $16,600 and expand programs like the CHIP.
Right.
Real grim that so many people.
That's the children's health care.
So, in my estimation, Howard Dean's health care proposal is patchwork. Number one, you definitely can't call it single payer health care. He's trying to spread peanut butter further on the sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So it's not the true single-payer health care plan.
Well, of the two, of Dean's and Kucinich's, which one do you favor just like right now?
Kucinich's is the closest to position for a national health care plan.
Right.
It's Medicare for all. It covers every American. And it also does one more thing that Howard Dean's plan doesn't do.
What's that?
It eliminates the free market system of health insurance.
Right.
Which I think is a very important step in this country.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what's driving the costs up. It's not doctors. It's not lawsuits. It's not attorneys. It's not that all of a sudden healthcare consumers have gotten greedy. It is because of this horrendous profit motive in the delivery of health services. And I think HMOs, somebody died and went to hell, Nelson, and sat down there and figured out the best way to screw over the American public and came up with HMOs.
Absolutely. So. A couple of years ago, I decided health care is something I want to know inside and out.
Uh-huh.
So I really put my time in, and I studied healthcare for a long time. And single-payer universal healthcare is a totality. It is an absolute truth. No one should be profiteering on our health.
No, I don't think so either.
It's a societal liability, and it does not fit the free market paradigm.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And I agree with you.
And that's the main thing. I want to see the health insurance industry die a quick but painful death.
Lying on the floor, gasping its last breath.
Yes.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Nelson, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Just got an email here. The Kucinich campaign has raised more than $1 million this quarter, and federal matching funds will double that. Almost all that money has come in small donations through the Internet. There are still a few days left before the June 30th filing deadline. Now, no matter who your candidate is, you can contribute online. Just go to your candidate's website.
And there's a June 30th filing deadline. What is that, Kathy? Do you have any idea?
I think the way I understand this is that is the deadline for them to officially file their intentions to run as a candidate in 2004. Okay. And also the deadline, I don't know if that's the deadline for federally matched funds from individual contributions or not. It may be.
Okay. But we have 3 days left, so no matter who you're supporting, as long as it's a Democrat, the Republicans lie, cheat, steal. That you know, they pay no more attention to deadlines or rules and regulations than they pay attention to people who have lost their way in the deserts of the sands of Kalahari. You know, they don't care about the rules. But Democrats usually play by the rules. So check out, go to your candidate's website. I'm sure there'll be information there about making a contribution before this June 30th deadline. Okay? Okay. Jeremy is calling from State College, PA. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole pay stub thing, because I got mine and I saw my results as well.
Oh, the your tax cut deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Well, I'm getting $2 back per paycheck. I get paid every 2 weeks, so I guess it'd be $1 a week. However, my state and local taxes are going up, so
All
said and done, I'll have a negative 50-cent increase.
Yeah, it's a net loss for damn near everybody unless you're, if you're up around, once you cross 100,000 or 125 or 150,000,
yeah.
You'll get something that will make you say, hey, thanks, George.
Yeah, because I actually got my new issue of the Progressive today, and there's an article in there that breaks down the whole tax plan.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people don't understand, that they're going to understand, we're all going to understand, we're having the same problem here in Georgia. They try not to call it tax increases on the state and county level. They call it fees.
Right.
But the fees for everything is going up. Now, state income tax in a lot of states are going up because of the crunch, the economic black hole that most of the states are sinking into. So this little trick that Bush pulled on everybody, as you point out, you wind up with a net negative figure because of what the states are having to do.
Yep, because the Progressive article said the median income over 100,000, they're going to see around a 39% decrease in their tax.
Wow.
Whereas the median for where I fall, like the $30,000 to $40,000
mm-hmm.
range,
mm-hmm.
we're only going to see an 8% compared mm-hmm. to the 39% for the higher ups.
And if your state taxes and local taxes and sale taxes and fees and license plate costs and all the rest of it, filing fees if you have any business with the courts, when all that's considered, that'll probably go up about 10 or 11%, so your net loss is about 3%.
Right. They actually, my local municipality, they just doubled the water bill.
Oh, geez.
It doubled. It went from $75 a quarter to $150 a quarter.
Yeah, see, no, that's not a tax.
No.
That's a
but
fee.
That's quite an increase,
right.
You know, to just double it like that. But
absolutely.
That's make sure if anybody else calls in with their pay calculations, they take the state and local funds into consideration before they give us their net profit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Jeremy.
Sure.
All right. Appreciate you checking in, pal. Claudia is calling from Lakota Territory in South Dakota. Claudia, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling?
Well, the first time I've ever gotten through, Mike.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard.
Hi. I want to thank you for your support of Dennis Kucinich. And I want to tell everyone that's listening that, you know, all of us good grassroots people that are fighting for democracy and fighting for individual rights in this great nation. We don't have the big jobs. We don't have the big paychecks, but we have big hearts, and there's a lot of room at the Kucinich campaign for you to bring your hearts and your elbow grease and come work.
Mm,
if you can't make a contribution, we got lots of slots to fill and lots of work to be done, and we can win without corporate dollars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
that's a good testimonial. I have this thought: if I'm ever made king of America, one of the first things I would do would be to eliminate any corporate payoffs, payola, going into any campaign anywhere in the United States. It has corrupted and destroyed our system.
Well, it has, and it's made it so that your voice and my voice and millions of people in this country that our voices mean nothing. The primaries are supposed to be the time when we have a voice.
Isn't that a joke?
And yet, we're hearing all over the place that, well, you know, we know who's going to go take our votes at the primaries. And
it's going to change, Claudia.
And I believe it is going to change.
It's going to change, dear heart. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. Don't be a stranger. I hope you call again.
Okay, bye, Mike.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Come, Firebat.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Quail.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Yeah.
Zebra.
Mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
He's going to achieve the hurdles. Ron says he hasn't gotten his a paycheck yet with the new withholdings reflected, so he doesn't know what the difference will be for him. He writes, but however much it is, I'm going to donate it all to my favorite Democratic candidate's campaign. Which, he says right now, is Kucinich. Why don't you suggest that to your listeners? Suggest that your listeners do likewise. And I wrote back to him and said, somebody on the program the other night, I don't know, a week or so ago, suggested that. I think it's a good idea. Absolutely good idea. Shelby LePre, the boss over at MoveOn.org, or I'm sorry, over at RadioPower.org, sent me an email here. Reuters news agency covered the MoveOn online poll. And Paul, who took a hell of a risk today, he tuned into the Pigman to hear his comments on the gay issue and the vote. And Paul writes in, he classified MoveOn.org as a bunch of radicals who want to take down the country. Oh, God, don't you love it? Don't you love these psychopaths? I'm starting to really, the same way I would love a pet tarantula, you know, or piranha. Believe it or not, I worked for a guy in North Carolina one time who had a whole tank of piranha in his office, and it was a weird, weird guy. He was a photographer, and when he would interview photographers to go to work for him, he would sit with his tank. It was elevated. It was sitting behind him so that when he sat at his desk, this tank of piranhas would be back there. And people come in for an interview, and right before they come in, Joe, that was his name, he would drop a couple of fat goldfish into that tank of piranha. And there were about three of them in there. And as soon as the goldfish hit the water, they were just like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to die. And just about the time that Joe would start interviewing the guy, the piranhas would attack. And, you know, they'd bite the goldfish in half. And why am I telling you this story? Completely. Am I having another brain fart? I completely forgot why I'm telling this story.
Come on, I want to hear about the piranha.
The piranha. I don't know. I was going someplace with the story. I have no idea. Oh, that's right. Listening to Limbaugh. Paul took a hell of a risk. Anyway... Oh, my God. MoveOn.org, according to the Pigman, is a bunch of radicals who want to take down the country. And Paul writes, he stated that after hearing Dean's interview last week, Dean could actually win. Where was I going with the piranha story? Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm going to go take my Alzheimer's medicine. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational, and whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
You hate me?
Ooh.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Bubert. A few hurdles are being cleared in the effort to bring peace to the Mideast. Israel and the Palestinian Authority are said to have reached agreement regarding a pullout of Israeli troops from certain areas. Israeli troops could start withdrawing from the Gaza Strip and West Bank of Bethlehem as early as Monday. The announcement comes on the heels of the Palestinian militant group Hamas agreeing to at least temporarily halt attacks on Israeli targets. Tensions running high among coalition forces in Iraq in the wake of more deadly attacks. At least three American soldiers have been killed in clashes with what Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld describes as leftover remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime. The number of wounded U.S. troops now stands in the double digits. Earlier this week, six British troops were killed in attacks north of Basra. A group of Muslim men are accused by the U.S. government of plotting a jihad or holy war overseas. The group, which includes nine American citizens, allegedly conducted training missions in the woods of northern Virginia. Federal prosecutors say the group met, plotted, and recruited for a violent jihad. South Carolinians will get a chance to say farewell to a man who served them in Washington for nearly five decades. There will be a public visitation Sunday night at the South Carolina State House in Columbia, where former U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond will be lying in state. Thurmond will have a military funeral on Tuesday, with the burial taking place in the town of Edgefield in the family plot. Thurmond died at the age of 100. Americans are wasting no time trying to get on that federal Do Not Call list. It was the first day Friday to sign up on registry, designed to stop telephone solicitors from interrupting citizens' private time. By noon, the Federal Trade Commission had received more than 370,000 Do Not Call requests. President Bush stands firmly behind the project, saying when Americans are sitting down to dinner or a parent is reading to his or her child, the last thing they need is a call from a stranger with a sales pitch. Come October, telemarketers calling someone who has signed up on that list could be fined more than $10,000 per call.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are an airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the truck.
And where are we going, Vince?
You know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Tire iron!
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
A new study shows marijuana does not cause permanent brain damage. Researchers from the University of California at San Diego conclude the drug has only a marginally harmful long-term effect on learning and memory. The study in the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society finds the drug does not affect functions like reaction time, attention, language, reasoning ability, and perceptual and motor skills. The lead author of the study says the findings could have a significant impact on states that are considering legalizing marijuana for medical purposes.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
Consumer optimism faded this month amid concerns in the employment sector. However, separate figures from May indicate spending picked up enough to pave the way for faster economic growth. The University of Michigan survey of consumer sentiment declined slightly in June to 89.7. Spending rose just 0.1%, but real consumption rose 0.3% after April's matching gain.
The pilots unit at Northwest Airlines is proposing several changes to its labor contract that would save the embattled airline about $45 million a year. In a letter, the Northwest chapter of the Airline Pilots Association said it would consider a two-year contract and forego a 5.5% raise slated to begin in September. Pilots are scheduled to open contract talks in July. Northwest, which has lost $1.6 billion in the last couple of years, is trying to cut labor costs by $950 million a year. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Bubert.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words, so picture this. A toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, I looked and I couldn't come up with why I was telling the Piranha story, so just forget it. Another topic I want to weave in here before it gets too late. Words that Bush used that... In his meeting with the Palestinian Prime Minister, Abbas, that was reported by Haaretz, Israeli newspaper of good repute. And the exact words were, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then he instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. And now I am determined to solve the problem in the Middle East. If you will help me, I will act. And if not, the elections will come and I'll have to focus on them. This should be headline broadcast across the planet. We have a truly religiously insane individual at the head of this government. I don't know why the alphabet soup networks have not focused on it. Well, I do on the one hand. This is amazing stuff. This is a guy who's in control of thousands of nuclear weapons, and when God tells him to do something, he does it. Chris Floyd, writing at infoshop.org, says the following. So now we know, after all the mountains of commentary and speculation, all the earnest debates over motives and goals, all the detailed analyses of global strategy and political ideology, it all comes down to this. Bush waged war on Iraq because, in his own words, God instructed me to strike at Saddam. And strike he did, eh? With an awesome fury that rained death and destruction on the mustachioed whore of Babylon with a firestorm of godly wrath that consumed the enemy armies like so much chaff put to the flame, and with an arsenal of cruise missiles, cluster bombs, dive bombers, assault helicopters that killed up to 10,000 innocent civilians, blasted to pieces in their beds, shot down in their fields and streets, crushed beneath the walls of their own houses, boiled alive in factories, ditches, and cars, gutted, mutilated, beheaded, murdered women, children, elders, some praying, some wailing, some cursing, some mute with fear as metal death ripped their lives away and left rotting hulks behind. This was the work of the Lord and his faithful servant, whom he hath raised high up to have dominion over men. And this is the mindset that is now directing the actions of the greatest military power in the history of the world. You know, we mentioned his statement to Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas as it was quoted, and you know, I went to Haaretz to see if it were taken out of context, to see if there was some trick here. Surely, the President of the United States is not having private conversations with God, who's instructing him whom to kill. We arrest people who do that. We put them on trial. If they have a good attorney, they plead insanity, and they go into treatment, into an asylum. Or they go to prison because the insanity defense didn't work. So now you understand why Bush acts with such serenity and total disconnected, totally disconnected attitude. He doesn't have to explain any of this. Nothing can be challenged because God tells him what to do. As Chris Floyd writes, he can twist the truth, oppress the poor, exalt the rich, despoil the earth, ignore the law, murder children. Without the slightest compunction, the briefest moment of doubt or self-reflection, because he believes that God squats in his brain pan and tells him what to do. And just as God countenanced deception on the part of Abraham, just as God forgave David for the murders he ordered, just as God blessed the armies of Saul as they obliterated the Amalekites, man, woman, and child, so will he overlook any crime committed by Bush as they carry out his will. I don't know. When this came up earlier this week, it was just like, oh, Jesus Christ, literally. What is this? This cannot be the case. That Bush, this psychopathic idiot killer, would sit there and say to the Palestinian prime minister, well, you know, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck. And he instructed me to strike at Saddam, and I did. What does the 22nd Amendment, is it the 22nd Amendment that talks about a president who becomes incapacitated, is no longer able to function as a leader of this country? Shouldn't this psychopathic freak be pulled out of office now? Now God tells him who to kill? God tells him what countries to unleash the fury of the U.S. military against? God does? Not the Congress, not the people? Not his advisors, not the UN, not anybody. The sky spook talks to him and says, go kill, go attack. Man. I mean, come on. I don't care. Look, you know, maybe you're a Christian. Maybe you're a Jew, a Muslim. I don't know. Whatever your belief is, fine. Do you think that this is sane? Maybe you're an agnostic or an atheist. Is this sane? Well, God told me to go kill them all, so I did. 10,000 civilians dead in Iraq, 6,000-7,000 dead in Afghanistan. Well, you know, God will sort them out. It's okay. You know, that's the way it goes. The way it goes. He told Saul to go kill. He told Joshua to kill. He told David to kill. He told Abraham to kill. I'm George. Ain't nothing screwy here. What? He told me to attack. I attacked. This son of a bitch has nuclear weapons. How many nuclear bombs are at George Bush's disposal? Do we still have, who was it? Was it Kissinger? Was it that old war criminal psychopath mass murder Kissinger who passed word on to the Pentagon? Look,
if Tricky Dick Nixon decides to attack with nuclear weapons, call me. Because he is being backed into a corner, and we don't...
You remember that? Do y'all remember that? Who reported on that? Was that Woodward and Bernstein in the final days? That even a filthy murderer like Kissinger was afraid? I guess Kissinger was afraid that the nuclear exchange would wipe out all of his investments. And the order was out there that any order to launch nukes by Dick Nixon was to be disobeyed.
Call me. You have to call me. If Dick Nixon says to...
Now, who is the restraint on George Bush? Not a single one of these bastards. None of them. Now, if this doesn't just absolutely pound your brain into the ground, I don't know what it's going to take on this program to pound your brain into the ground. Okay, George W. Bush has said that his attacks against these two countries and the subsequent slaughter, the deaths of our soldiers, the deaths of civilians, the deaths of their soldiers, was all ordered by God. Do you realize how crazy this is? What's the most recent case? A woman or a man, I don't know, in Texas, somebody killed their kids, and once again, well, God told me to do it. They were demon-possessed. Demons got inside my children. Demons got inside my children. I had to kill them. What? Is there something wrong with that? I had to kill them! Demons! God told me! So what do we do with people like that? We arrest them. We lock them up. The court appoints psychiatrists. A decision is made whether or not the person is rug-chewing mad. And if that's the case, and they can't assist in their defense, then we put them away in an asylum until such time as they rot or they are able to assist in their defense. And then we put them on trial. Why? Because they committed murder and they said God told them to do it. Why is George Bush still in office? Is this not an impeachable offense? Is this not somehow, I mean, dear God, if the man is saying he attacks countries and kills people and sends Americans to their deaths because God told him to do it, and we're sitting here on this dumbass radio program? Well, what could we be doing? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really don't know. Yes, of course, I'll sit here on this dumbass radio program. Yes, that's exactly what I'll do. I'll just sit here and we'll do our thing. I'll do my thing. You'll do yours. You'll either listen or you won't listen. You'll call or you won't call. You'll go to the website or you won't go to the website. Whatever. In the meantime, a man who is totally insane. Is that not a definition of insanity? Somebody who thinks that God speaks to them very privately and tells them to go kill people? If you have a more definitive example of total insanity, please share it with me. This makes Ashcroft's fear of calico cats and his dousing himself with Crisco and draping statues seem benign and sane and logical and rational. These people are crazy. Do you understand? Damn it! Do you understand that our country, our government, has been taken over by a religious cult You think I'm exaggerating? You think this is over the top? You think I'm just doing one of my little rants? The man said it himself. God told him.
It is the calling of our time to rid the world of terror. That's our calling. It's the calling of the 21st century. And it's a calling that we will not tire for. It's a calling that we will keep in our minds.
Want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Sherwood Bailert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, "the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours." Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator, who just retired, opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
Our voices in the sky.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
Voices in the sky. It's the 25th Amendment. Of course, you know I'd get that wrong. I said the 22nd Amendment. Here's thanks to JB for sending this in. If the Congress, within 21 days after receipt of the latter written declaration mentioned above, or if Congress is not in session within 21 days after Congress is required to assemble, determines by two-thirds vote of both houses that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall continue... Oh, geez. Never mind. All right. He has to be impeached. He has to be impeached. He has to be removed. Our senior correspondent caught it, too. 25th Amendment. Okay, all right, so you guys are smarter than me. That's, you know... I tell stories about piranha that I don't know where I'm going with it. Oh, by the way, if you want to calculate how much of a tax break you'll receive, there's a free online calculator at paycheckcity.com, paycheckcity.com. Somebody graciously called in and gave that information to Kathy. So you can go to paycheckcity.com, online calculator, find out what you're going to get. Now, before I go back to your calls, I've got to tell you the story. There's a strip mall not far from our office, a relatively new one, little funky shops. I don't think there's any franchise anything in there. It's just little, individual shop owners. And one of them is a little coffee shop that looks like your typical coffee shop. They have, shade-grown organic free market or fair market coffees and so on and so forth. And we usually stop in there because the coffees are pretty good. And it's not a Starbucks. And it's not a franchise. It's not a... Oh, what are some of the other ones? San Francisco.
Caribou, Seattle's Best.
Seattle's Best, Caribou, San Francisco's Finest. You know, it's just the guy, it's Michael. The guy who owns it. His name is Michael. And so we're in there the other day, Kathy and I, getting our Ethiopian or Colombian, whatever it is, and we're kind of standing there. And behind the counter, up on the wall, the marquee where it lists all, 50 or 60 coffees. And, do they have stuff like lattes and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. There's 30 different drinks.
30 different, okay.
Shot of espresso.
So we're looking down the marquee and looking at all these things, just, while the guy's pouring the coffee for us. And right above the espresso in the, in just normal size type, those little letters up on the marquee, it said, what did it say, Kathy? It said, Bush is going to kill us all.
It was right above the listing for a shot of espresso, and it said, Bush is going to kill us all.
And it's just there, up there with all the coffee, and we just about fell down on the floor, we're just like, oh. So the 20-something clerk comes over with the coffees, and we said, hey, that is really cool up on your board up there, your marquee. And he looked at us kind of funny, like, yeah, what are you going to do, throw coffee on me? And I said, no, that's really, right on the money, dude. And he said, well, you'd be surprised how many people, we have some people who see that and they get all pissy and they tell us they're not going to come back and buy any more coffee. And after they leave, we just say, and I can't say what he said because this is family radio, but it has to do with sexual relations to oneself, He can go himself, right, okay. But there it was, and it was just, Bush is going to kill us all. It was up there between the espresso and the Jamaican, what's that blue, that really good Jamaican coffee? Blue Mountain, is that
Blue
what it's
Mountain.
Called? Blue Mountain.
I like Kona better, but yeah.
All right, quick break, we'll come back, take your phone calls. Stay there, I'm Mike Malloy.
Down upon your knees, I've a message for you. What's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A big burger chain went from corporate bad guy to good citizen by doing the right thing for the environment. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. 8 years ago, McDonald's was the most despised company in Sweden.
People really didn't feel they were a good neighbor. They weren't a good company. They weren't doing the right thing for the community.
That's George Basile of The Natural Step, an environmental research and consulting firm. Basile says McDonald's rated poorly on environmental matters, but he says the Swedish chain was willing to take a hard look at itself, and it hired his firm to help.
How did they get their stuff to the right place at the right time in a sustainable way? What about energy? What about how they cleaned within their stores? And, of course, most importantly, what about the agricultural system? How could McDonald's be an engine for sustainable agriculture? Now, you can imagine, these are not questions that they would typically ask.
Basile says the company began to use more rail transport instead of trucking. It created a new line of non-toxic cleaners for use in its stores, and it responded to concerns about packaging waste.
They became the largest educator on recycling in the country because so many people came through the stores, and they set up shops to show people how to recycle the products that they were buying at McDonald's.
Basile says the company became the largest purchaser of organic agricultural goods in the country. He says McDonald's has improved its public image in Sweden and even prompted a national discussion on phasing out certain agricultural chemicals.
So that's one example of how a company that has a big brand and has a big pull can make both big differences inside itself, but also even big differences within the system.
Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
A nuclear arsenal at his disposal. So in those fevered moments in the middle of the night when he wakes up and God is hovering in his bedroom, all white-bearded and white-haired, and God points a finger at George and says, George, as I called Abraham, as I called Saul, as I called Joshua, as I called David, as I called Solomon, I'm calling you. Go kill. Go kill. This time, George, I want you to use nukes. Okay? The shock and awe was very impressive. Very impressive. We here in heaven watched it. It was really a grand display of fireworks. Close. No cheroot. This time, we want the nukes. I want the nukes, George. And we allow this guy to stay in office.
Well, okay.
Whatever's fair. Kathy has been holding on forever. She's calling from Dallas. Hey, Kathy.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Kathy.
My dear, I think you answered my question for the last. I've been listening to you, and I think I now know what I'm going to say at this, if I get the chance at the redistricting hearing. Apparently, what they're doing is packing them. They sent out emails to GOP people saying, if you let us know, we'll write your name down, and they're rigging these hearings down here for this. I mean, it's just a show. It's a sham.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do.
No, this is the second attempt to redistrict Texas so that Tom DeLay will have...
They're going to spend $7 million when we're knocking kids off insurance. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. But they're going to do what they're going to do.
Well, the only thing I would disagree with, Kathy, it's not ridiculous, it's criminal. These vermin, these slime, these filthy, filthy
they're
Republicans, they're demons from hell, every
they
one of
are.
Them. And they're going to be punished by the God that they think they have relations with. I swear it's going to happen. These evil thugs with children who are being thrown, as you point out, thrown off the children's health insurance plan so that these people can jerry-rig the system in Texas and send more Republican filth and slime to Washington. It's unbelievable, Kathy. I don't know.
Well, that's why you were thinking piranha.
Is that it?
That's why you were thinking piranha, because they're not chopping up districts down here. They're chopping up people.
Yeah.
They're eating us alive down here, and they don't care.
No.
And what I want to do in that hearing, if I have the chance to speak, is to make some point that might make those people at least shame on you. But I'm going to tell them, are you going to, you know, I am, like you said, where did Bush say this, that he is told by God? I mean,
I've got it posted at my website. It was an article in Haaretz, an Israeli newspaper that is a reliable source. It's one of their big newspapers. He was having a discussion when he was in the Middle East and had a quick little discussion with Mr. Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister, and Sharon, the Israeli prime minister. And the newspaper, Haaretz, got a transcript of the conversation between Abbas and Bush. And there it is. And Haaretz published it verbatim. They didn't change a comma or a period. Mahmoud Abbas, the new Palestinian prime minister.
I'm going to do some, I'll look that up, because I think that's what I'm going to talk about. And that's what I'm going to say is because, you know, Texans, you know, they're all, the sheep are just leading toward the end, and at least, you know, they're going to go, if they go down that hole, at least I'm going to warn them. But I love the rant you gave. If I could give it exactly like that, because I do feel they're evil, they're a cult. Stop it, you know, don't let them do this to us. I mean, I was raised a Republican. And even my dad, oh, God, he told us 2 weeks ago, my brother and I, just like their jaws drop, he's converting over to the Democrats because he says these Republicans are crazy. And I didn't think I'd ever see the day, Mike.
Well, I've seen or heard, I should say I've heard of a lot of our parents. My mother, who's my father's dad, my mother has been a Democrat all her life, but I've heard of a lot of people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are saying their parents who had been conservatives or Republicans have just had enough.
Well, yeah, and my father is an attorney. He's a thinking man, thank God. But it is, and that's what I'm going to appeal to. You know, this guy, if he's talking to God, Lord help us, if they're telling you to do this to us down here, think about it. Open your mind.
Oh, I know.
Listen to God. He'll probably tell you run. But I wanted to tell people if they're listening and in the Dallas area, because the Points Bulletin in South Texas, we were able to, they shut down the hearing because we had so many protesters and not any Republicans. But it's going to be at the Southwestern Medical School here in Dallas at 6000 Harry Hines Boulevard at the Simmons Research Building on the second floor.
What day?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And it starts at 9 o'clock.
Saturday.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to be down there at 9 o'clock. And
well, give us a report on Monday, will you?
I will, and it's just, I mean, it's kind of like they're doing this because they have to, and if I get up there, I'm going to, that you did, thank God for you, Mike Malloy.
You just
thank
get, God. You just, are you there, Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah, you just get up there and give them hell, okay?
Yeah, and shame them.
Yeah, as we say in the South, give them old Billy hell.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, bye.
All right, appreciate your call. What was that beep?
I believe that was Ashcroft censoring her adoration for you.
Is that what it was? Yeah, well. David is calling from Skokie, Illinois. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi. I have a number of things I wanted to say. The other day I was reading a newspaper, and there was this very good letter to the editor. It's one sentence. It said, Clinton and Bush both lied, but when Clinton not lied, nobody died.
Right. Yeah, that phrase is showing up on bumper stickers. Clinton lied, nobody died. Bush lied, thousands died. No kidding.
Anyway, there's something else, too. How can we, you know, seems like we want to kill Saddam Hussein no matter what, and if there's civilians present, that's okay, evidently. I thought that's against the law to kill foreign leaders, no matter what.
Well, it is, but Bush operates on a whole different law from what you and I and the rest of the civilized world is allegedly operates under. He can kill. He can pay people to go kill, whether it's the army or special hit squads within the army. Bush is a murderer. He ordered the state of Texas to kill innocent people, execute innocent people. This guy is a demon from hell. He needs to be removed legally and peacefully, I hope, from office. He doesn't operate by the same rules you and I are forced to operate with, David.
Right. Now, there were just two more things. I have a lot on my chest, so whenever I can get you, I got to tell you about them.
Okay.
Another one, I don't think Bush can be reelected because he wasn't elected the first time. We want to play semantics.
Well, we know that, but the Bush crime family listens to that kind of talk and says, oh, nonsense, shut up and sit down or we'll send you to Cuba.
Yeah. And one more thing that kind of bugged me about the war. No one seems to talk about that poor Hopi Indian girl, you know, Lori Piawestua.
Yeah.
You know who she is, right?
Yeah, she was killed in combat.
And she's a mother of two kids, you know.
Right, right. But, you know, she has a name that's hard to pronounce, and the military decided, no, we'll go with the Jessica Lynch story.
Yeah, but the thing that really annoyed me, you know, I was discussing this with other Americans, and I said, listen, why send a woman over there who's got two kids? They said, well, she signed up for the Army, you know, come on, you know. It seems...
Well, she signed up for the job, the income, the education, the health care.
Exactly.
She didn't sign up to go kill or be killed, and we can say, well, you know, she was naive, she should have realized, no, we had no business in that war. We have no business in any war.
And this is why you're right when you call the Americans sheeple.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for being on the air, man. You brighten up my day, I'll tell you.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, take care.
Appreciate you checking in. Bush is instructed by God as to who to kill. JB sent this in. Another American soldier shot in the neck as he browsed a Baghdad market today. And American forces killed an 11-year-old boy. The story goes, in Friday's civilian death, U.S. soldiers in western Baghdad thought they were shooting at a possible attacker carrying an AK-47 assault rifle. Instead, they killed a boy on the roof of his own home. U.S. military spokesman Major Sean Gibson said the soldiers determined the situation was hostile and engaged the individual. It was not until after the search was underway that they discovered that it was an 11-year-old boy. There was no gun. There was no gun. The attacks on American soldiers continue. An officer shot in the neck, critically wounded, underwent surgery Friday night. A man with a pistol shot the soldier at close range and fled through the market crowds, got away. Meanwhile, the military searched by ground and air today for the two missing servicemen and their Humvee. A U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said, we don't know if they were abducted or they were just killed. And it goes on and on, on and on, on and on. 11-year-old boy. Now, that and more American soldiers, more civilians. Being killed and killing in a situation that is only going to get worse and worse and worse. But George Bush runs around the country collecting money. George Bush is going to burn in hell. You do know that, right? He claims a Christian. He claims Christ. He claims the Christian faith. And while people he ordered to go die are dying, while people he ordered to go kill are killing, he's out collecting money so that he can stay in office and order more killing and more death and more destruction. How did we get to this? How did we get to this? Nadine is calling, our Honolulu bureau chief. Hey, Nadine.
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, I guess, given that we have somebody who should be removed peacefully soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did find a story on the Washington Post, since I did send you the original story from the Haaretz. I've been looking for things.
Mm-hmm.
And the dateline is December 24th, 2001, page A02.
Uh-huh.
And it signifies that the religious right found center in the Oval Office. Guess who's the leader of the religious right?
That would be Bush.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not Falwell, it's not Robertson, it is not Dobson, it's George Bush. Yeah, a killer, a defiler of the Christian faith, someone who spits on the cross, who vomits on the Christ. That's George Bush, and he is the Godhead of these Christian defilers now. And he talks with God in his addled, twisted brain, and he can commit murder and death and destruction anytime he wants, Nadine.
Well, yes. The other thing is that I did notice, though, two things in that article that were of interest.
Yeah.
One of them is that not that many fundamentalists went to the polls in 2000. So I was thinking, the deadline for the article, probably this was the way to get the fundamentalists to go to the polls in 2002.
Yeah.
Basically a Rovian trick. But the other thing is that not that many went to the polls. They were missing about 5 million. And
well, the word is out. They don't have to go to the polls to vote anymore. They didn't have to for Bush and his Christer thugs to steal the last election. And as far as this next election coming up, there may not be one. The terminally gullible, where it concerns these defilers of the Christian faith, they're just going to stay home and pray and raise their arms to heaven and say, oh, yes, God, please bless our leader and make sure he stays in office. It's sick.
But here's the point. They're not going to go to the polls for another reason. And this has already come out in several places, as I pointed before.
What, Bush is too liberal?
No. The reason why they're not going, well, yes, he's too liberal.
Yeah.
Actually. And he's also betraying their vision by actually forcing the Palestinians and the Israelis to sit down and play nice.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do it.
We know better.
Right. They're supposed to, the slaughter, the blood is supposed to run in the Middle East until it's ankle deep and then thigh deep and then knee deep. And according to these sick bastards, then Jesus will look down on all the slaughter and the death and the putrid, destroyed, destruction, look at the rotting corpses and the dead children and say, oh, well, hey, everything looks cool down there. I think I'll make my return.
Now, the other thing is that I did send you the other article yesterday, Paul Krugman's article.
Yeah.
On how they have basically set all the mechanism for a party machine from hell.
One party system. That's where we're heading. Yeah.
Having grown up in Mexico, his allusion to the 1917 Mexican Constitution, I was just nodding.
Right.
And going, yes, I've seen this before.
Right.
And what it took in Mexico for that to stop, so your listeners are aware, was an election that was internationally monitored,
mm-hmm.
transparent voting boxes, and paper ballots.
And the institutional Revolutionary Party lost.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's what he took.
Yep. Well, I don't think it'll happen in this country. We have psychotic, what are they called? The Christian Reconstructionists who own the company that built and marketed the voting machines.
Yes, but look on the bright side, Mike.
Yeah, what's the bright side?
To use their own language, hubris before the fall.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Let's hope something happens. Nadine?
Oh, I'm hoping.
Yeah, thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a nice weekend. God, I got myself upset with that stuff about Bush, and I'm just ready. You know, if there was some way to do this, I would just say, look, I'll see you all Monday. Well, no, I'm not going to be here Monday. I'm taking Monday off. I'll see you Tuesday, and just pack it in, and, you know, go have about half a bottle of Jack Daniels. That's just scary stuff, man. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Curtis Ellis is going to substitute for me on Monday, so play nice with him. All right. Oh, and go to blackboxvoting.com for more information on what we were just talking about, Nadine and I. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's misery, and can't you see how weary and how sad? How disappointed I am after the golden chance you've had. Those soldiers are somebody's sons, their father's uncles, too. If you've been born a second later, that just might be you. Have you prayed for a way to forgive your latest enemy? Well, then do not do it in my name. Yeah, don't blame it on me. Yeah, please don't do it in my name. Don't blame it, no, 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 on me.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
if they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Sir, put on your hat, mister. You'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away. Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Will he forgive the killing, the war you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
Yeah. Five before the hour. The other night, I asked a question, why are our soldiers being killed in Iraq and why are they killing? And our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, wrote this in. The easy, quick flip answer to the first question is because the U.S. administration wants them to die for the ability to get their hands in and on Iraqi oil and land. The deeper answer becomes a question in and of itself. If the Iraqi military had invaded the U.S., cut off water supply, forced us to drink contaminated water, cut off medicine supply, forced us to watch our children die because they couldn't get a simple vaccine, cut off or slowed the food supply, cut off the electricity, cut off access to schools, shot our children, shot our family members simply because they protested that they were occupying their children's school, allowed crimes such as rape to take place, etc., 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 what would we be doing right now? Now, why are our children killing innocent Iraqis right and left? Because they are trained to kill or be killed, because they are pumped up with propaganda that every last person in any given country hates America and Americans, because they believe themselves to be John Wayne or some other fictional hero, because they believe that they are going to be shot dead, so it's do unto others before they do you, because they are lied to and they believe those lies, because they don't understand the basics. And because, much like the Germans, they have been given an excuse. The excuse is twofold. The first fold is that there will always be someone to take the blame or the credit for whatever their actions are. Can't take the blame for killing someone? Blame it on video games and television and rap music. Can't take the blame for killing someone? Blame it on your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. Can't take the blame for killing someone? Tell the court-martial panel that George Bush ordered you to do so and see if you can get away with it. The second fold is the BS propaganda. They attacked us on September 11th, or they want to invade your country and eat your children for breakfast. Someone hears this repeated 1,000 times by 20,000 people, most of whom are in positions like politicians or radio talk show hosts or news reporters, and eventually the person, the soldier that hears that, believes that, and he kills whoever he has to kill out of revenge or fear or both. Why are our children killing innocent Iraqis? Two reasons. Either they have always wanted to kill, always were ticking time bombs, or they were brainwashed into believing they were doing the right thing.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
hear that Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Bubert. Americans who want to be put on that federal do not call list may want to hold off before trying to register. The website was swamped Friday. Government operators were also inundated by thousands of calls from consumers who don't want telemarketers calling them up at all hours of the day making a pitch. A virtual election between Democratic candidates has ended in victory for presidential hopeful Howard Dean. The former governor of Vermont won a national online poll by MoveOn.org, receiving 44% of the votes. But he fell short of winning the 1.4 million member group's endorsement and the campaign contributions that come with it. Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich came in second in the nine-candidate field with nearly 24%. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was third with just under 16%. Hamas says it has agreed in principle to halt attacks against Israelis for 3 months. The decision by the Palestinian militant group could signal a possible turning point in the Mideast peace process. Top Hamas officials say a ceasefire is not yet final, but a joint announcement with other Palestinian groups could reportedly be made by Sunday. Meanwhile, security talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders are said to be making good progress. The Aspen fire atop a mountain near Tucson in southern Arizona has charred more than 32,000 acres. But firefighters say it's 50% contained. So far, the weather seems to be cooperating with efforts to douse the blaze. In neighboring New Mexico, authorities say they've arrested three people suspected of starting a wildfire near Albuquerque. About 1,000 people were evacuated. Thousands more lost power because of that fire, which is still being contained. A California city will have to make its public sidewalks more accessible to disabled Americans. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by the city of Sacramento that city sidewalks should not fall under the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. The city argued the ruling would put a staggering financial burden on state and local governments. Under the new ruling, cities will have to level sidewalks and make sure they're free of obstructions.
You know, MTV changed the way people look at television. Well, I helped change the way they look at MTV. I'm Lauren Lazen, Vice President of MTV News and Specials. I'm responsible for those documentaries on racism and drugs, sexual abuse and AIDS. You know, the ones that make some people uncomfortable, but make everybody think. I'm not uncomfortable speaking up for my ideas. Never have been. Even in school, where it wasn't always cool for a girl to be smart, my parents expected great things from me, so I did too. If you have a daughter, encourage her to stand up and be heard in school. Let her know it's cool to be smart, even in front of boys. Tell her to go for it, and then let her. Expect the best from a girl. That's what you'll get.
Help your daughter speak up for her ideas in school. Call 1-800-WCC-4GIRLS. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the Women's College Coalition.
Supersized sodas may be to blame for supersized kids. A new study from Cornell University finds sodas and sugar-filled drinks are making children fat. Researchers say kids who drink more than 12 ounces of pop, fruit punch, bottled tea, or lemonade a day gained more weight than those who drank less than 6 ounces. Scientists say the weight gain is brought on by children not reducing the calories they eat to make up for the calories they drink. The soft drink industry has argued a lack of exercise is to blame for the rise in obesity.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Stocks fell in the Friday session as investors spent much of the day locking in profits with the start of a new quarter coming next week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 90 points to 89.89. S&P 500 slid 10 points to 976, and the NASDAQ dropped 9 points to 1625. The music industry is going to war on internet song swappers. In a newspaper ad, the Recording Industry Association of America threatens to sue file swappers for illegally distributing copyrighted material. The music industry estimates more than 2.6 billion songs, movies, and other copyrighted files are traded on the internet every month. Some consumers could pay 19% more to heat their homes this winter. That's in spite of a steady increase in natural gas stocks during the past month. Most new power plants use natural gas as fuel to generate electricity, and falling gas production imports led to a doubling of prices. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Bubert.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8. But not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. You know that story about, or that report, it's not a story, the report of Bush saying that God told him to attack Al-Qaeda, God told him to attack Saddam Hussein. That kind of brings into focus what a lot of Democrats are saying, and that is simply, you know, if your guy doesn't get the Democratic nomination, vote for any Democrat to get this man out of office. You know, I can certainly understand that attitude. At this point, I'm a Kucinich supporter. I also am interested in Dean. But what, you know, what to do? What to do? Really, think about this for a second. You know, let's supposing the worst of all possible things could happen, and that would be Lieberman or Gephardt would get the Democratic Party nomination. What then? What, you know? Now I've said earlier, I don't know, several weeks ago, I said, well, I'll vote third party, then I'll go independent for the first time in my life. I'll go green. I'll do something. But and knowing full well that I would be voting my conscience, but throwing my vote away. Completely. Just throwing it down the commode. You know that. I know that. We all know that. Okay? Okay. So, what do we do? Do we allow a psychopath, a literal religious psychopath, which is the worst kind, You also know this, too. Read Eric Hoffer's book that came out, in the 50s? The True Believer. You ever read that book? I know a lot of you have. Eric Hoffer, longshoreman, philosopher. He wrote the book, The True Believer. It's just a collection of short bits, some of them a couple of pages long, some of them a couple of sentences long. And he wrote it at a time when this country was going through the crazed mind of Joe McCarthy and the Red Scare and the execution of the Rosenbergs and the persecution of people in this country with almost gleeful abandon. The 50s were a bad time, okay? The late 40s, early 50s, it was a bad, bad, bad time when William Casey and the rest of these old OSS types put together the CIA and we had the Red Scare, and Ronald Reagan became a spy for the FBI and the Screen Actors Guild, my union now, just merged with AFTRA. But to understand, and even though it was written, I think Hoffer's book came out, in the mid-50s, early 50s? Somebody email me and tell me. You know the book I'm talking about. But whatever it was, a half a century ago. And like Orwell's books, what Hoffer wrote about holds up. It sticks to the wall. Throw it against a wall, and it just will stick there for half a century. So we have the most vicious and dangerous of all the true believers ever created in the history of humankind, and those are the religious true believers. Those are the ones who will put you to the sword, put you to the gas chamber, the machine gun you, trample you, tie your four limbs to four horses facing in four different directions, and then make the horses bolt. Religious fanatics are the most dangerous. They're more dangerous than political fanatics. I understand that Stalin is responsible for tens of millions of deaths, and Mao is responsible for tens of millions of deaths, that the Khmer Rouge are responsible for millions of deaths. Yes, 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 by God, yes. But the religious fanatics outdo them by a factor of what? 4, 8, 12, 50? And we have now a situation where a religious fanatic, a true believer, occupies the Oval Office and has access to, nobody knows, how many nuclear bombs. I just can't, I can't seem to get away from that topic. When we brought it up earlier this week, kind of in passing, kind of just like, well, wow, whoa, hold on, look at this. And then, you know, taking another look at it tonight, it's just... You know, and people email me, people, you know, well, you know, you Democrats, why don't you talk about something positive? You're always just chewing on the Bush administration, chewing on the Bush administration. You're always talking this negative stuff. What's your plan? What's your plan? What do you got? Huh? What are you holding? You know, Bush is sitting over there with a full house. What do you got? What do you got? Huh? Come on, let's hear what you Democrats, how in the hell? Maybe it's weakness, but how in the hell is a Democrat or a progressive or a sane Republican? No, there are no sane Republicans. Just a sane person supposed to sit down and formulate a plan for this country, a plan for our form of government, a plan for, I don't know, pick something, public health, the environment, globalization. How are we supposed to do that when Bush states for the record that God tells him who to go kill? I don't know. Tom is calling from Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Just wanted to say that I'm kind of enlightened with the results from the MoveOn.org poll that was done in the election primary, but. And I would support Dean if that was the call to get Bush out of office.
What would you do if it were Lieberman?
I'd have to.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot here because it is, you know, it's over a year away. But that mindset, that attitude, that says, look, any Democrat is better than Bush, and I'm just bringing it up.
Not really. I mean, I would have a hard time even trying to choke down even voting for Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but they do not represent the democratic principles that I believe in.
No, no.
As a Democrat.
No, but they
I'm sorry, but these men are more richer than, or they're worth more than Bush is.
I know, but Tom, they may represent survival.
Well,
there may come a time. This is all I'm suggesting. There may come a time here in our little world, yours and mine, when the survival of not just this country, but possibly the human species depends on getting this psychopath out of office. And if that's the case, I will be voting for Lieberman as many times as I can pull it off.
I understand your point. Right now, we need to get the Democrats to get a backbone and impeach this guy.
And it's not just getting Bush out of the Oval Office. We've got to get control of the House and the Senate away from these lying, filthy Republicans. The judiciary is screwed for the next 25 years.
Well, we already see what they're trying to do. They're trying to put their hooks into California, and they're trying to get their hooks into Texas. We just basically what happened in Texas, where the Democrats just left the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
I think every state ought to do it. I think every Democrat in every state. Actually, what happened to our congressional Democrats when some of the votes that are coming that were crucial, like the FCC vote, things like the latest tax cut? I don't see them walking out of Washington protesting this. I see them allowing the quorum to continue. And so, I mean, they're every one of them that's in office right now are just about as guilty, but I just have a difficult time dealing with the fact that they just don't represent what the Democrats are.
No.
I read a story not too long ago that was really kind of hit home. It says, it's one party, two different flavors. And that's pretty much exactly what it is. They've blurred the lines between what is a Democrat and what is a Republican.
Right.
And, I mean, pretty much, I would say the vast majority of this country is middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't draw a distinction between your own party, that's getting scary. But I did want to pass along to you that Dennis Kucinich will be here in Phoenix tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, he is a fundraiser between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
At the South Point Parkway. There's a restaurant there called Another Point in Time, T-Y-M-E.
Okay.
And it's at 7777 South Points. Point is P-O-I-N-T-E, Parkway West, and that's in Phoenix.
That's in Phoenix. Okay, so we got Dean in Santa Fe and Kucinich in Phoenix.
Well, according to what I'm seeing here, there's also going to be a Democratic Presidential Forum, part of the NALEO annual conference. Apparently, it's going to be Kucinich, Edwards, Kerry, Gephardt, and Dean. Looks like the New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will be serving as a moderator for this one.
Now, that's good. That's the event in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay.
That occurs between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30, but the fundraiser for Dennis Kucinich is between 1 and 3.
And then Dean back in Santa Fe.
Right.
Okay. Well, that you're going to have to just drive fast, I guess.
Oh, well, nah. My wife and I were already planning on being there, so... but I just wanted to pass that along because I know that it's making it around through the email here in town. So I just wanted to make sure that if anybody here in Phoenix wanted to see Dennis Kucinich, he's definitely got a really good opportunity tomorrow. And looks like the donation is $25.
Okay, give the address again.
It's 7777 South Point, P-O-I-N-T-E,
mm-hmm.
Parkway,
uh-huh.
West. And that's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. All right, super. You're going to go, I'm sure. Maybe you can call us next week and let us know how it went.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Joanne is calling from Camden, Maine. Joanne, this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the program.
I've been listening to you for quite a while through the Internet because we can't get it. On radio up here?
No, we're not allowed on radio stations except Sirius satellite radio. But
well, I don't have a satellite dish. I'm hooked up to our Monopoly cable, Adelphia.
I got you.
But I just wanted to say I saw you speaking. I went down to protest the Bush inauguration, and I saw you speaking.
Oh, at DuPont Circle. Yeah, that was a hell of a day.
And it sure as hell was a wonderful day.
It was cold.
It was cold, and I just loved seeing as we walked down to the quadrant, seeing all these Bush supporters having to walk across the lawn in the freezing rain in their fur coats, and they were getting, the fur coats were getting ruined.
Yeah.
But what, you know, basically, what I'm calling you about is thank you for independent radio. I just wish there were more outlets like this. I am so totally opposed to what we are doing, what our country is doing right now.
Yeah.
We are making ourselves the most hated entity in the world under this administration. And most Americans, you know, we just don't feel this animosity mm-hmm. to the rest of the world.
I know.
And Bush is doing it. He's breaking treaties. He's doing everything he can.
Hey, Joanne, let me put you on hold for just a second, okay? We got a quick break here. We'll come back and finish up, all right? 800-TALK-YES is the number. Stay with us.
Nightmare impositor of a nightmare surveillance state and impeach the impoverisher of those who work for wages.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling
thing about the Mike Malloy program, you know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Yeah, commonsensical. 24 past the hour, back to Joanne, who called in from Camden, Maine. Joanne, thanks for holding on.
You are welcome.
No. Where were we?
Oh, I was just thinking about, with all those commercials you put in there. I'm just one of those people who feels, thank God for you guys, but we have, our media is being lost to us, and too many people are just sort of walking around in a state of shock, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it. I make references to the American sheeple. I say that we are the stupidest collection of human beings ever to assemble on one continent.
But we aren't really, if we get good news sources.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'm only a second generation European coming from Northern Europe. But I don't feel this huge, tremendous loyalty that a lot of Bush supporters feel. But if this country is going to work, then we have to have a media that is honest. And right now our media is owned by about five huge corporations. Right?
Yeah, right, and they're trying to get it down to maybe two or
right.
Ideally
the
one.
The FCC has just allowed them to do that.
That's right.
And
well, there is a move, though, in Congress by Democrats and a few lying, stinking Republicans to reverse the FCC decision.
But do you think that will pass?
I doubt it, because the money will start to flow, and these people will just back off, and they'll say, well...
Right, just before the war, all this money came into... the big news corporations to sort of play down anything negative about the United States if the FCC would allow them more power.
Right. They did. And they got the power, and they did the job they were supposed to do, and now it's time to throw the bastards out. Joanne, I got to move on. Thank you so much. I hope you're going to call again.
I will, and thank you so much, Mike.
Okay.
Because your show is great.
Well, thank you. You take care. Have a nice weekend. Hi, where are we here? Matt, who is calling from McCall, Idaho. He's our bureau chief in McCall, Idaho. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Mike.
This is our smoke jumper.
That's affirmative.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, on these Christian fundamentalist Zionist wackos.
Yeah.
For lack of better terms, I guess. They're just, I don't know, just to kind of let you know, I'm irritated beyond capability here in Idaho. I mean, I'm surrounded. And I just, more or less, just a comment. It's just outrageously irritating to me especially when this whole media war in Iraq broke out. I see these people, I was raised Catholic, went to Presbyterian youth groups, all this kind of stuff. I've kind of moved on from that later on in my years. But, I kind of learned some basic things, whatever, through that, loving your neighbor and all that good stuff. I mean, I could go on with it, but we don't need to. But I just can't believe when I talk to these people, and they are my friends because I got to go out and have a beer with somebody every once in a while. And, we went to church today, and we did this, we did that, we sang to God, and thank you, Jesus, and all this kind of stuff. And, and then I'm sitting here, and they're telling me why we should be killing people, and I just am so sick.
I know.
Of people using Jesus as their, sword.
As a reason to kill. Hey, Matt, let me put you on hold for a second. We'll come back. We got to take a break here. And by the way, D-Cubed emailed in. He says, we're concerned, Eric Hoffer's true believer. I have a copyright of 1951 in my copy. Thanks, D-Cubed. Quick break. We'll be right back. Finish up the call with Matt and take your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Time's almost up for public comment on a U.S. Department of Labor bid to radically reduce the number of American workers who qualify for overtime pay. And since the Bush administration's Labor Department refused to schedule a public forum on the proposal, labor unions in Washington, D.C. decided to hold their own hearing in the public auditorium of the department's headquarters. The event was to have been coordinated by the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers and open to other unions and the general public. But according to the union's communications representative, Candace Rhett, the Labor Department put a halt to the idea.
I received a call from a John Void at the events management office indicating that until further notice, all outside events at the Department of Labor had been canceled.
Labor Department officials did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Candace Rhett believes the department doesn't want word of the changes to get out.
If these proposed regulations go through, it will amount to a pay cut, simple and plain, for millions of workers.
Rhett says Monday's forum is still a go and will be held outside the building.
The U.S. Department of Labor is going after former Enron executives for the destruction of thousands of Enron workers' pension funds. The lawsuit filed Thursday accuses some 20 Enron execs, including former chairman Kenneth Lay, of shirking their responsibility to protect worker pension assets, instead leveraging that money to keep a fraudulent corporate accounting system alive. More than 20,000 Enron employees lost at least two-thirds of their retirement nest eggs when the company imploded in December 2001. Nearly two dozen similar civil suits have been filed already, and the Labor Department suit will likely be consolidated with those. Damages could collectively run to more than $1 billion.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Back to Matt, our McCall, Idaho Bureau Chief. Matt, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
So you're out drinking beer with these religious nuts, And they're telling you kill a Muslim for Christ.
Yeah, basically. I mean, yeah. You know, it's using, like you said, I mean, they're just, Jesus is their tool or whatever it is. I mean,
it's a shame.
It is a shame. I guess basically what I have to remember, and of course I'm not an expert at all in, you know, religious areas, but I have to remind myself that it's really, of course, they want the, you know, the good Christians, I guess you could say, whatever, they want them to believe that it is about Jesus because, you know, that's what a lot of Christians, Christians, you know, it's truly about Christ. But really what I have to remind myself is that it's truly about the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it, you know, of course, from what I've learned and talked with, I mean, the Old Testament, of course, is before Christ's time, and that's what it seems like these Bushites and whatever, that's what they're focusing on, is this Old Testament, God is going to kill you, God is going to, you know...
Sure.
I don't know. So I just have to remind myself about that, but it's rough.
I hear you. Better you should be jumping into a forest fire. Matt, thanks for checking in, pal.
Later.
All right, take care. I think probably the best thing to do, and I sure don't want to make anybody mad here, but the best thing to do is look at religious texts as historical. That's all. You know, if you want a message on morality and ethical behavior, you don't have to go to religious inventions, really. You know, the human mind has been talking the right stuff for a long time. And it's, you know, I don't want to try to come across as some patronizing thug where it concerns religion, but in order to find an ethical code or a moral code or a life plan or a philosophy, you certainly do not have to go to religious texts. Now, I think they're worth studying. One of the best courses you could possibly take on a university level is a course in comparative religion. But beyond its historical import, vis-a-vis the destruction that religion has brought upon the human species, I don't see any reason to study it or to follow it or to believe in it in order to find some sort of blueprint on how to live your life. You know, secular philosophers, humanists, whatever you want to call them, have been putting the story out there for a long time. You want a real shock? Real quick, switch over to MSNBC. Phyllis Schlafly is on. Is this the most grim-looking woman in America? Quick, MSNBC. There she is, Phyllis Schlafly. She's talking about women in combat. The eagle form. I wonder how she feels. I wonder if she feels happy tonight, knowing that the Supreme Court ruled that her son can now have sex with his boyfriend. You know, her son happens to be homosexual, just like Dick Cheney's daughter happens to be homosexual, and Newt Gingrich's sister happens to be. It's just, you know, the way it is. But these are people, Gingrich and Cheney and Schlafly, who would condemn gays and lesbians, except, of course, for Poopsie, her son, or in Cheney's case, his daughter, who used to work as the gay and lesbian liaison for Coors Brewing Company. Think of that for a second and then pass out. But real quick, switch over to MSNBC. Check her out. That is a grim, scary-looking woman. I've seen grim, scary-looking people before. What do you think of her hairdo there, Kathy? Can you comment on her hairdo from... I'm sorry, I don't mean to come across as sexist, but you know more about this than I do.
Well, it looks like something out of, you know,
looks like it was sprayed
1954 Good Housekeeping or Ladies' Home Journal.
Phyllis Schlafly. Oh, well, Bob is calling from Longview, Texas. Bob, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling in, too, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Well, have an excellent show, Mike. I appreciate you on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, if everybody thinks Bush and his Nazis are bad now, if he's elected for the second term, we're finished.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
I'll tell you another thing. You know, if Bush and his administration can't steal the election as they did in Florida, I think the Republican Party or the neocons will find a way to suspend the election through another terrorist attack.
Yeah, I think we have that to look forward to. Now that Bush is telling people, international leaders, that God tells him who to kill and who to attack, I think we're in a world of hurt here, Bob, if this thug gets even close to stealing his second presidency.
Right. I'd, you know, voting's our only way. The Republicans control the Congress. And, I mean, if he sees any signs of life through the Democrats, that scares me just as much as a second term right now, because I know he's willing to take whatever chances he needs to take to get into office for a second time.
I think so. I think so. And I don't envy you living down there in Texas with this reapportionment thing coming up tomorrow.
This is ridiculous. I mean, they're going to spend $7 million just to get their way. And most of the people here don't, it doesn't even bother them. They don't even know it. They don't even consider it.
I know. I could say the same thing about Georgia. There was an attempt made here with our new Republican governor to undo what the courts decided was fair reapportionment 4 years ago, and it was stopped by the court, but that doesn't mean the Republicans aren't going to try to circumvent the court, because Republicans lie, cheat, steal, and murder, and it doesn't make any difference what the rules are.
Mike, the corruption is so tantamount. It's just so pervasive.
It's incredible.
Right. I mean, where do you start?
Yeah, I know.
Appreciate it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Call us again, Bob.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Oh, my God, she's still there, Schlafly. Quick, are you all watching MSNBC? Quick, put it on. There she is, full screen. There she is, Phil Schlafly, Eagle Forum. I'm sorry. This is a radio program, and it's like looking at a train wreck. I swear to God it is. It's just looking at a train wreck. Robert's calling from Los Angeles. It's not a pretty Princess Day today?
Mike.
Robert.
Mike.
Robert.
I had a bad day.
Did you? What happened?
I'm an airport shuttle driver. I'm driving through traffic. It's summer. The pickups, they're running behind schedule. They're running late.
Yeah.
Man, I lost some luggage.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, the customs lost their luggage. I don't know what the hell they did with it.
Uh-huh.
But to top it off, oh, my God, when I was about to approach LAX, guess what plane flew over my head about to land?
The big old Air Force One?
Oh, God, I almost, please.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, man, Mr. Bush is supposed to be here for some type of fundraising thing for the Republican parties, which I kind of believe is also an attempt, a little huddle thing to try to get Mr. Davis out of office, but we're not going to go there.
Oh, yeah. Bush and Cheney are sweeping through, vacuuming up as much money as they can. And I had an article about it. Bush was there for, I don't know, he was collecting the equivalent of about $400,000 an hour while he was in the state of California.
$400,000?
An hour.
And how many soldiers are so far dying in Iraq?
No, here it is in the New York Times. Bush's schedule called for him to spend less than 10 hours in California, meaning that he would collect money at the rate of $500,000 an hour. Blah, blah, blah. He's out there to collect $5 million for his 2004 campaign. Here it is in the New York Times today.
Mm.
You know, their update. So, yeah, $500,000 an hour. Not bad, huh?
Whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
But did you talk to that guy from the Family Research Council?
No, I said at the beginning of the program he bailed out. He called Kathy about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Time, and he said, "Listen, I've got to catch a plane, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to be." What I think, not Christian Action Network, it was a Family Research Council.
Family Research Council.
Right, but I think all those groups, you know, they talk to each other, and the Christian Action Network guy probably said, oh, man, don't go on Malloy's program. The guy will make fun of you.
Well you know, since we're on the topic, since he decided to not show up and chicken out, you know, I think it's amazing that these specific organizations, you know, they talk about the family and talk about all the family need to be nurture, need to be saved, but yet they only talk about the man, woman, and child. But they're not talking about other groups, you know, like, for instance, my mother, she is a she's a foster mother. She has 9 kids living with her. She lives in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's doing her best to bring about changes and good things for the kids' life, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, other extended. I'm talking in terms of extended family.
Sure,
you understand
sure.
what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the family that's mom, dad, and the kids that constitutes now. What did I read just the other day? 24% of American families now are mom, dad, and the kids. You know, just mom, just dad, just the kids they produce. 24%, the vast majority of families in this country, are not constructed the way the Republicans try to make them sound like that.
Yeah, you know, majority of them are a single-parent household, and now, I know they're probably up in arms since what the situation was going on down in Texas. Now they're thinking, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, now we're going to have gay and lesbian families now. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end, you know?
Of course, there are many gay and lesbian families.
Definitely.
It's just now that the Supreme Court has ruled the way it has ruled. It no longer will it be justifiable for states to pass laws that say what those laws said. And I hope every single anti-gay, anti-lesbian law just crashes to the ground. We want a stable society, allow people to get married, allow people to live in committed relationships, allow people to raise children. Whether it's a grandma or auntie or two aunties, it doesn't make any difference.
Mike, it's just all about being decent human beings, decent Americans, something that the right wing don't know a damn thing about.
Nope.
Have a good weekend. I'm out of here.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take it easy, Robert. No, it was not a pretty Princess Day today. What's that from?
We saw a burlesque show.
Oh, that's right, the burlesque
last
show.
Last Sunday. And one of the singers, one of the performers.
It's not a pretty princess. Right. That's a great song. If y'all get a chance to see the burlesque group that's touring the country, it was here in Atlanta. It's not strippers, it's burlesque. Vis-a-vis the 40s, 50s, somewhere back there.
Classic vaudeville.
Classic,
too.
Yeah. It's really worth going to see. And the band that plays with them, we bought a CD afterwards. What's the name of that band? They're crazy. I couldn't figure out if they're Russian or Armenian.
They were Hungarian.
Or
it
Hungarian.
Was some sort of Hungarian band.
Oh, my
God. They were great. I've got to get some of that music.
That was incredible. If you get a chance to see this this burlesque renaissance group that's touring, I think they said they're in the Southwest, aren't they? Not Vegas, but aren't they going to be in Phoenix or Santa Fe? Or
it's Burlesque Fest, and it's touring the country. I think the headliner is Catherine Delish.
Catherine Delish, yeah.
Yeah, with her giant spider web. And
yeah, she does have a giant spider web. There's no question about that.
Birdcage.
y'all have to see it. But one of the songs was It's Not a Pretty Princess Day. You know, I'm very, very pissed off. So. Who sent this to me? JB sent it in. Democrats, this is from today. This is from this afternoon, late this afternoon. Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee announced today plans to stage their own inquiry on the credibility of pre-war intelligence on Iraq regarding the weapons of mass destruction and Iraq's links to the Al-Qaeda terror network, as we know, both of which are lies. The announcement by Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the panel's top Democrat, marked an unusual split with John Warner, Republican of Virginia, who's the chairman on an issue with strong political overtones ahead of next year's election. See, they have to put that in. How about instead of saying strong political overtones ahead of next year's elections, why not say strong political overtones regarding the filthy lies and the deceit and the violation of his oath and the impeachable offenses by the Bush administration? Why not say it that way? Levin said he has directed Democratic staff to examine the objectivity and credibility of the intelligence and its effects on Defense Department policy decisions, military planning, and operations in Iraq. He said Warner refused his request to begin such an inquiry. So, now the Democrats are going to do it themselves. Of course, they'll have no power whatsoever. They will have no subpoena power. I don't know how they're going to do this, but thank God Carl Levin is going to do it. What else does it say here? I don't know. I'll post this at my website. You can check it out yourself. Thank you, JB. Mac is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Mac.
Hello there.
Hey.
The administration, I believe, has a tiger by the tail. They can't hang on and they can't let go. And they're going to become increasingly dangerous. If there's just some way that we could, people of like-minded with like-minded ideas mm-hmm. could set aside their petty differences and close ranks. You and Pete Weber and Weaver and Jim Hightower mm-hmm. and a few others set up a communication with each other and keep our eye on the target and not shoot off in all directions and get to a point where we can say, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. I think we'd be sitting pretty. But this business of they've got a tiger by the tail.
Yeah.
They're scared silly, and they're running off in all directions, which makes them even more dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, what do you think of this thing, Mac, where George Bush says God told him to invade and attack and kill?
I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
If I said I agreed with him, I wouldn't.
Well, I know you wouldn't say that, Mac.
But the thing is that we're fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to close ranks. How can we do that?
Well, I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I think as more information starts to surface, filtering its way up through this vile, filthy media we have, what you're talking about may come to pass. I certainly hope so.
I know this, that I still say, I've been saying for a long, long, long time, that our American public are smart, and they're waking up.
Well, I hope so.
And believe me, I believe it.
I hope you're right. I
believe it, but let's close ranks.
Sounds good. Mac, there's the music. Thank you, sir. You have a good weekend.
You betcha.
All right, sir. Take care.
There's no telling all those lies. No, nothing was delivered.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Dave Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Right blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 4 and a half before the hour. Play nice with Curtis Ellis. He'll be filling in for me on Monday. Monday happens to be my birthday. Or no, Tuesday is my birthday. I'm going to work on my birthday, but I'm taking Monday off because we got our birthdays off. So it'd be stupid of me, wouldn't it, to take off Saturday, Sunday, come to work Monday, and then take off Tuesday? So we just flip the days. So we'll be off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Well, we're always off Saturday and Sunday. See? Another brain fart. Just like the Piranha story tonight. I have no idea what I'm doing. But anyway, Monday night, Curtis Ellis will be filling in. He is IE America Radio's entertainment editor, right? But he does it with a twist. He was a frequent guest, often on Peter Werby's program. My friend, my good friend, Peter Werby, who's no longer with this network. So you're probably familiar with Curtis Ellis, and he'll be filling in Monday. Okay, finally tonight, this was published at MSNBC.com, but it's actually from Newsweek. Bush administration officials say that U.S. intelligence agencies and the Pentagon expected that American troops in Iraq would stumble across all kinds of lethal and dual-use equipment made by Western companies as they comb through the wreckage of Hussein's military-industrial complex. Among the more intriguing items that have turned up is an assortment of French military equipment and German-made chemical weapon protective gear. The French and Germans emphatically deny violating any United Nations weapons embargoes. One awkward find was a cache of missiles that were made in the United States. Details of that discovery are classified. Sources in Washington say that military and intelligence agencies launched an urgent investigation to find out how the weapons got to Iraq and whether American firms might have violated U.N. embargoes and U.S. laws. So the weapons of mass destruction have been found, all stamped, made in America, and returned to sender. How's that? Now, that was, I'll put this up. Go to MikeMalloy.com. On the first page, you can, various subjects, and I'll put this up. I don't know if MSNBC still links it, if it's still there. But it's from Newsweek. It was from their, what section? The Stacks section. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Big thank you once again to Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, for all the great music he provides to this program. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, MaximumInteractive.com. Thank you, Mark. Y'all have a great weekend. I will see you Tuesday, I hope. I really, really hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Dude,
and
there's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.